Spirit just spoke this to me, and I can say it to you. Many times when we worry about something, somebody may have said something to us, we're thinking about our future, wrong turns we made, and we start worrying about it. One of the physical signs of worry is it's like you got a fist in your belly and it just won't go away. It's like a stomach ache that just kind of like settles in. Whenever that begins to happen, that means you're worrying too much. The Bible calls worry sin. And how you can stop that is not taking out the seltzer. The way you can stop that is the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Make your request known to God, then begin to thank Him. I've been there many times. If that ever comes on you, I think it's on one or two people tonight, then what you do is stop thinking about it, stop worrying about it, and do what the Word of God says and begin to lift your hands and thank Him. Thank Him for what you don't even see yet, it says in Philippians. You don't see it, but as soon as you begin to praise and worship God, that fist in your belly just begins to go away and disappear. Have you ever been there? All right? And we actually create it by worrying about something, but if we'll take the Word of God that says what? What do the birds do? Are they worried at all about who's going to feed them, how they'll be taken care of? No. I got them covered. Amen? So if that comes on, you came on several people today. I know that by the Spirit. And you've been fighting it all day and you don't know what's going on. God just gave the answer to you. So begin to speak all the way home and into tomorrow. Begin to speak the Word of God over it. That thing will leave even before you put your head on your pillow tonight, and it won't show up again tomorrow because you've got the prescription. It's the Word of God. Amen? The enemy doesn't know what else to do anymore. Do you know why the enemy hasn't run over everything? Is because the church is stopping him. There's so much evil out there, but if the church was not involved, that would be even worse than it is right now. The church, the blood of Jesus Christ, and a church that's not afraid or ashamed to preach the good news of the gospel is keeping at bay the storms of evil.